Hello and welcome to another episode of the Side by Side ATC podcast. I'm your host again, Tom Haynes.
And first, I'd like to say Merry Christmas.
This is going out the Monday before Christmas, so Merry Christmas to all of you.
And hopefully, you get to spend a lot of time with family, because that is what is important.
And so, this week, in the spirit of that, I wanted to talk about what it's like to be an air traffic controller around this time of year. And having spent
over half my life
as an air traffic controller, as an instructor, and now as an air traffic controller again,
I know what it's like to have the Christmas time of year, Christmas, New Year's, even Thanksgiving, especially
so many holidays packed into each other, where you want to spend time with family and friends. And sometimes that just doesn't happen.
I'll start by, you know, kind of talking about what it was like when I first started. The first Christmas that I spent in the FAA, I was actually at the academy, and I had not finished the academy yet, so I had not passed. I actually didn't pass until
the graduation ceremony, I think, was, if I remember right,
was actually on my birthday in January.
So in December, I was still in the heart of
the lab at the time
and still trying to find my way through the academy. And it was
difficult being away from home. I do still to this day have family. Extended family up in the Oklahoma City area, so that makes it a little bit easier. But you know, the thing about the academy, at least, you know, and especially back in the 80s when I was late 80s when I was going through, we didn't get an extra day for Christmas Eve. Very rarely, you know, we might get half a day for Christmas Eve.
Once I got past the academy, by the next Christmas I was married, but we didn't have family for another 5 years or so. It wasn't until 96, so it was probably 6 or 7 years actually that we didn't have family. Now, during that time, when I was in Brownsville, you know, I went from being very low on seniority to being the most senior person by the time I left.
And seniority has its privileges at any facility. And the more senior you are, of course, the better days off you get to start with. And then you also get first pick at those times of year that you want to take off. And so a lot of times we would have the option of coming back up to Dallas to see both of our families during Christmas. But not always. And sometimes we spent Christmas in South Texas. But, you know, it really is what you make it. Again, you need to spend time with family, friends, your loved ones. And at a facility like Brownsville, and the facility where I am now, we would go down to two-person days. And you're basically, you know, working one person for an extended period of time, and then the other person will come in. That's just the way it is. There's not a lot of traffic on Christmas Day itself. At the center, when I was at the center,
we'd have a little more traffic, but not a lot. The sectors would be combined up for most of the day. And so they would let as many people as possible take leave on that day. Now, at the academy, obviously, Christmas Day is a holiday. And most years, Christmas Eve ends up being a holiday. The only problem is the academy cannot plan for that. That's up to whoever is president at the time to make that decision. And unfortunately, they tend to make that decision like the week of Christmas or the week before. And it doesn't give the people who run the academy very much time to plan ahead. And they definitely don't have enough time to plan an extra day into the calendar and into the schedule. And so a lot of times, depending on where you are as a class in your time at the academy, they will either push your evals back a day, or they will try to make up the lost day by running an extra run a day for 6 days. If they can, they will do that. And all that basically does is it cuts down on your break time just a little bit as a student, not a lot. Okay. Now, I have heard that this year they may try and make Christmas Eve and the Friday after Christmas a holiday. That, if you're at the academy, is going to be a problem. Yes, you get the days off, and that is nice. A 5-day weekend while you're at the academy, I mean, hello. No one gets that. But you are going to have to deal with weather, I'm sure, somewhere. Not in the Dallas area where I am right now, because it's supposed to be 70 or 80 degrees. But other places, you're going to have to deal with weather. And so you have to make the decision. Do I try and fly home? Do I try and drive home? Can I get back? Can I make sure that I can get back in time for class on Monday? Those are all decisions that you have to make as a student. And there's no one right answer. It's up to what is right for you. Sometimes I've seen students who had family fly in or drive in to Oklahoma City to spend Christmas with their student who was there. That, to me, is a better way. I know it's not great, but as long as they don't absolutely have to be back by a certain day, then they have a little more freedom than you might while you're at the academy. And so those are all things to keep in mind when dealing with the Christmas holidays, especially. Now, like I said, once you get into and past the academy and into a facility, most facilities, both towers and centers, go down to what they call minimum staffing. Now, having said that, a lot of you, and especially if you're just starting, and you're just starting a family. Well, when your kids are really, really young, they don't know. For the first 2, maybe 3 years, they don't really have a grasp of, okay, it's Christmas Day. My wife and I actually, you know, there were years when we explained that, hey, you know, and if you want to tell your kids about Santa, that's fine. We did. We told them that Santa knew my schedule and would come on a different day. And so you do things like that. You celebrate as a family on different days when they're really young.
You can get away with that. As they get a little bit older, you can't get away with that. But hopefully, as they get older, you're also gaining seniority where you are, and you have the ability to take the actual day off. That is the goal. That was always my goal. I always put a high priority on spending time with my family. That was just me. And thankfully, there were others who were like, it's okay, I'll work that day. You know, so that people with younger kids can get the time off. And then as my kids got much older, it didn't matter as much. Okay. We could celebrate whenever we wanted to. And so we were able to. Like I said, the important part is spending time with family. And at a facility, like I said, it's much easier to do that sometimes. At the academy, it's very difficult. And so not only do you have the stress of the academy, you have the stress of going through the academy during the holidays, and you may be there, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, and you're going to miss it, maybe. And then, so it just adds to the stress. It adds to the loneliness that you can feel while you're trying to go through the academy. And that doesn't help. Okay. So, where I am now, fortunately this year, Christmas is on my day off. Regular day off. I have Wednesdays and Thursdays off this year. I will be changing to Fridays and Saturdays off next year. And Christmas will be on Friday, so I will have it off again. I won't have to worry about how I want to do that. And of course, now my daughters are both grown. And so they understand my schedule now much more than they did as kids. And they understand what it means. You know, and they understand that sometimes dad can't get a certain holiday off. And like, you know, we're trying to get family to plan get-togethers a year ahead so that I can plan to get the leave. And that's something that we have tried to do all those years that I was in the FAA. We had to. You're bidding leave. If you're looking at Christmas, you're bidding leave over a year ahead. And so families have to plan, and families aren't used to planning that far ahead. So we finally, with my wife's family especially, we would get together on Thanksgiving. And so I knew to put in for Thanksgiving week, which was fine. You know, there's not a problem with that. I just need to know ahead of time. And that's the thing about being a controller. And it really affects every holiday, not just Thanksgiving and Christmas. You know, it affected me when I would try to get Easter off, or try to get birthdays off if I needed to. That's a big thing. And so it's not just this time of year, but it's really all year. And that's one of the things about working a job and having a career where the place that you work is open, and especially if you're in a center, it's open 24/7, 365, every year. Every year. It doesn't stop. Someone's always there. Someone has to be there all the time. And so someone is missing out. Now, like I said, fortunately at the larger facilities and even the smaller facilities
are wonderful because you are a more like a family than in the larger facilities. And I was blessed beyond measure with the facilities that I worked at and the people that I worked with, because we did work together. When before my wife and I had kids, I would work Christmas so that those guys who had families could spend Christmas with their family. Or I'd work Christmas morning and someone else would come in Christmas afternoon. You know, it's what you do. You know, when it's a small group. Now, at the center, it's a little harder to do. There's a lot more people. A lot more people. And so, but then there are a lot more people who might want to volunteer to work Christmas morning. There were a lot of Christmases where I would be off Christmas morning and I would go in Christmas afternoon and work the evening. There were a lot of Thanksgivings like that where I would work either in the morning, get off, take a little bit of leave at the end of the shift, get home before 1 or 2. We could still have Thanksgiving dinner. You do the same thing, but the other way on Christmas, you can have Christmas morning with your family, Christmas afternoon and evening, you're at work. It's a weird, weird schedule. It just is. But that's part of being a controller. And like I said, being at the academy, the CTI schools, it's like you're in college. You get the holidays off. At the academy, you get one day off for Thanksgiving. You get Thursday. I've seen classes that had to eval Wednesday before Thanksgiving, Friday after Thanksgiving. I've seen classes that were scheduled to eval Christmas Eve and the day after Christmas. New Year's Eve, the day after New Year's. It happens. And there's nothing that you as a student can do about it. There's nothing that I as an instructor could do about it. We just had to make the best of it. And having to eval around a holiday is never the best thing. But the FAA is trying to get a certain number of people through and a certain number of classes through. They don't have a whole lot of leeway. I've seen the year schedule that they have, that they put out. I've seen it, and it's nuts. I wouldn't want to come up with it. I used to know the person that did, and I would shake my head and go, better you than me. But that's just the way it is. You know, so I guess what I'm trying to say in my usual long-winded way of saying it is you as a person, you as a dad, you as a mom, you as a brother or sister, a son or a daughter, you have to decide what you're going to do with the holidays. If you get your letter from the FAA, and it says, be in Oklahoma City November 8th, like mine did. You're not really going to be in a position where you can say, yeah, I'd really rather go after the new year. Even when I came through and they were still desperate for people to come through, they would have told me, well, okay, if that's the way you feel, just don't come. Okay? So, if you really want the job, you have to go when they tell you to be there. And you accept the job. And now it's a job. And the employer can tell you when you need to be at work. And there's not a whole lot you can do about it. Okay? So the way to handle that, if you are at the academy or you're thinking about going to the academy and the FAA gives you a date and you look at it and go, oh no, so-and-so is going to get married while I'm at the academy. Heck, it may even be, I'm supposed to get married at the academy while I'm at the academy. You have to figure out what you're going to do. Don't put it off. The earlier you talk to the FAA, the better. Or, if you decide not to involve the FAA, the earlier you start planning for what you're going to do and involve your family, involve your friends, plan what you are going to do ahead of time and know that that is the plan. Okay, now, from my experience as an instructor, I've seen students, pardon me, who, you know, their wife was pregnant, very pregnant while they were at the academy. I've seen students whose very pregnant wives actually gave birth while the husband was at the academy. I've seen students whose baby was born very prematurely while he was at the academy, and he decided to stay. I don't think we'll ever know if it was the right decision or not. He ended up not passing, but I don't think it was necessarily because of the baby being premature. There were some other issues, but my point is, you have to plan. You cannot just haphazard your way into the academy or through the academy. You have to plan. And you have to involve those loved ones who are going to go through this with you, whether they're actually physically in Oklahoma City or whether they're back home. They are going through it with you. I had a friend of the family whose son went through it, and his wife was very pregnant while he was at the academy. It adds stress. It does add stress. Now, he did pass. Okay, so it can be done if you know ahead of time, if you plan ahead of time. That's the main thing. Whether you're at the academy, you're at your first facility, you're at your eighth facility, plan the holidays. Plan the holidays. And spend as much of it as you can with your family, with your loved ones, enjoying the Christmas season. Because those memories will never happen again. This year's Christmas will never happen again. Christmas 2025 will never happen again. Spend it with loved ones. And if you can, even if you're at the academy, spend it not thinking about the academy. It is worth it. And your family will love you for it. Because they do know. And at some point, they will understand just what it means for you to be with them and spend time with them and make those memories with them. So, again, Merry Christmas. I hope each and every one of you have a wonderful week, an amazing week, a family-filled and love-filled week. Oh, I wish, I hope and pray that for each and every one of you. And I hope you have a great week after, leading up to New Year's. I am taking leave. There will be another podcast next week, but I am taking the week of New Year's off. Thought we were going to go to see family in Alabama, my wife's family, but my wife has had some health issues, so she's not able to travel. And so we were going to, she was actually going to have a test over the New Year's, but they decided she doesn't need that. So we just kept the time off, and we're going to spend it at home while her family's in Alabama, while our daughters are in Alabama. So it's just an example. Make the holiday special. Make the holiday special. Even if you don't get the whole week off, take one day. Take it away from air traffic. Be present with your family and with your loved ones. And make those special memories. And then after you've done that, get back to work. That's what we do. That's what this job is. That's what it always will be. So, have a great week. Merry Christmas. I won't stop saying it. I love saying it. Merry Christmas to each and every one of you. Hope you have a wonderful week. Until next week, when I get to say Happy New Year. Goodbye.